This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live this morning, crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. And Brad, nobody likes crime, but there's something about a daring jewel heist where you have thieves stealing millions of dollars worth of prize possessions from the world's most famous art gallery that does have people saying, wow, that's something else.
And I think you can sort of piggyback onto that, Brian, of why do we like the movie Heat or Ocean's 11 or The Italian Job? Because they're all versions of what happened in Paris. Is that, you know, there's this vicarious thrill I think people have of watching other people break the law in such a spectacular and dangerous way. The whole danger aspect, I think, really intrigues people. How did they figure this out? How did they get in the loop? How did they get rid of the jewelry? So it sort of charges people, and I think that's why we go to those movies. So there's that aspect of this. But, you know, this clearly was well-planned. They had a lot of intelligence about how they would be confronted, how quickly they could get in and out of there, why they used a lift truck, and why they did it during the day while the Louvre was open. That was all clearly planned. I think it all went very smooth, it would appear, until two things happen. One is they try to set the truck on fire and leave on motorcycles, but they couldn't get it set. Now the police have DNA, I think, off a helmet and a pair of gloves. So you have that, and I think security may have actually confronted them down at the truck. Maybe they anticipated, maybe they didn't. So they leave on two motorcycles, but a lot of moving parts, a lot of information you would only know if you were the bad guys, because A, you had worked there, or you have somebody helping you on the inside that would tell you how security would respond, you know, what cameras are where, what alarms are where. All of those things, I think they knew before they ever went up that ladder.
The thing that's shocking that we've heard since the heist is that the Louvre security system was badly outdated.
Yeah, and that also doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think, and she's only talked about it a little bit, but the person that runs the Louvre, you know, apparently when she took over that job, she's got a lot of experience running museums, was appalled by the lack of security at the Louvre. And she's apparently improved it, but let's face it, you can only improve it based on whatever budget you have. And so my guess is she's now going to get more money. But yes, it's shocking that there was only one camera that was really focused that would have picked up these guys with a lift up to the window. And this is a little spooky. That camera was turned the opposite direction so it wouldn't pick them up. I don't think they did that, but somebody did that so they wouldn't be captured. It gave them the element of surprise, and until they start cutting the window, which sets off an alarm apparently, nobody even knew that they were there.
I always wonder, what do you do with the stuff that you steal? I mean, everyone knows about it. It's like world famous. How do you get rid of it and turn that into any sort of profit?
Because that was all, I tell you, Brian, pre-planned. In other words, there were experts that break down jewelry, take it apart, take the diamonds, take the emeralds, take sap, whatever there is, break it down to put those individually into other, to make new jewelry and to melt down the precious metals that they're connected to. All of that stuff was arranged long before they ever pulled this off. And it could well be, I don't know this, of course, maybe even outside France to another location. I would be even speculate that within a few hours after this heist occurred, somebody was already breaking it down.
The fact that, as you pointed out, a key camera was pointed away, would that suggest to you that it could have been an inside job?
Or inside help, or, you know, did they, were part of them there doing some sort of quote unquote legitimate work, you know, days before, and they got out there and turned the camera around? We don't know. That will also be an interesting, because if they have captured, if they keep their recordings, that, you know, they may well see somebody turn the camera. It didn't get that way on its own. So we'll see. That mean that's, you know, that's another potential pitfall. People get caught doing these things, and my guess is these guys will get caught. It's because think of any moving parts and high risk things you have to pull off for this to even work. And it's got all sorts of pitfalls of people turning against you. From, is it an inside job? They'll probably flip that person, if in fact that's accurate at all. But even down to the person you hand them off to break them down, does he or she, you know, do the police know about them, and they are people who break down stolen items? So it goes on and on about how you may get caught.
Brad, this is, I mean, it's the one name people know when you're talking about an art gallery. I mean, geez, the Mona Lisa's there. I've said before on the show, I don't get the Mona Lisa, but it's really famous. I know it's worth a lot of money. For this to be able to happen in broad daylight at a place that you would assume is so secure, are we making grand assumptions about how secure really important places are? And might this deserve an audit?
Well, it definitely deserves an audit. It apparently has had an audit. The person who runs the Louvre, when she took it over a few years ago, she was appalled about the lack of and level of security, which she's improved. So let's start with that, that it was even much worse than it was on Sunday. As we all know, those things are all driven by whatever budget you have to improve security, because it's not cheap.
All right. Well, Brad, we thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it this morning. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live, taking a look at the daring Louvre heist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.